Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Dharma Lords begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Hey, everybody, it's the Dharma Lars, toasting on the first word here live at the Sales Pavilion at Comic-Con 2008.
We are recording live, which is something we've never done before.
No, that's right. Every time we've recorded before, we've been on tape.
Yeah.
we record it once, and then we play that in front of the microphone.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what that means. I'm like dead, I guess. But yes, we are here at Comic-Con.
Saturday.
It's been 36 minutes since the last panel left out. It looks like you took some notes.
I took a whole lot of notes. I don't know how many useful any of them will be.
How many people are here right now watching us? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like 20 people?
Like
no,
20 people.
20 people? I don't think there's
And my dad's got our back.
All right, good. So we're sitting in the sales pavilion of the San Diego Comic Book Convention area, and like I said, we just got finished with the Lost panel, and we're surrounded by a bunch of Dharma Lars fans as well as Lost fans.
Lost fans in particular.
First and foremost, I would like to give a special shout out to Stuart.
Yes. Well done, Stuart.
Now, for those of you guys who check out the Jay and Jack video, hopefully Cliff got this on the video. Stuart went up and asked a question, dressed as Hurley once again. And because of it, he won a prize, which is a full-size Busket of Ranch.
Busket.
And, wow, it is a really, really
it's a
awesome
cool prize.
Thing to have.
We'll get into it later, but they gave out much, presents to everyone who asked questions.
And, yeah, it's from the set It's Dirty, says producer Ryan. Who,
Hawaii,
I don't know, Ryan, can you hear your giggles
right
on the mic?
That's fancy dirt. Yes. That's for the Black Sands of Mauna Loa.
Ben is currently interviewing someone who's not being mic'd, so
I'm not asking him things. I'm saying things. I'm saying it's covered in island sand, and my dad is pointing at it with a flashlight.
Awesome,
as usual.
All right. So, what do you want to do? You want to get started? Talk about the panel?
Yeah, I guess the reason we're recording right now is to talk about the panel. We can talk about Comic-Con itself later if we feel like it.
So okay.
Let's talk about the panel.
All right.
Go, dude.
You're the one with notes.
Okay, it was in Hall H.
You actually took notes, which is something we rarely do. But
well, I figured last year we were so excited we had no idea what to talk about. We didn't know what had just happened.
Yes.
I thought I'd write at least bullet points so I could remember the things that I had seen.
Yeah.
We were discussing on our last show how big Hall H might be.
Okay.
Like, we didn't know specifically.
Yeah.
But a couple of references today were made to 6,500.
6,500. What was our guess? 10,000?
We said 10,000.
Or there, I think a billion was thrown in there
I
at one point.
I said a billion.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I said 2,000.
Okay.
Because I think 2,000 is the maximum number.
Yes.
There's no number higher.
6,500 people.
6,500 people.
And
we sat through the Heroes panel.
You want to talk about the Heroes panel? This is going up on the LPN, not the HPN.
Well, I'm saying that we had to sit through it. That's the dedication.
I got to tell you guys, I've been doing a lot of hero bashing lately.
Yes.
I've never seen an episode until today during the Heroes panel, and I have to say, I'm glad to see my bashing is justified.
You feel well bashed.
Heroes is a steamy pile of turd. I really, really didn't like it.
You know,
so I'm sorry to say I was not a fan of the Heroes.
The ratings, would indicate that there are a lot of fans.
Granted, it was the premiere episode of Book 4.
Season 3. Yeah.
But, man, every single line was exposition.
There was a lot of exposition. It's very dry. There's a lot of philosophy.
Anyway.
But what's funny about it is, like I was saying, there's a lot of fans out there who can't see this episode for 2 months, and yet Ralph had to watch it and hate it. Choke on it.
So anyway, forget about Heroes. We're here for Lost.
So we sat through that, and then it was the Lost panel. And they started off like they usually do with some video.
They started with some video biscuits.
Video biscuits.
Of
from season 4.
From season 4's DVD/Blu-ray release. I guess the Comic-Con, this is the first year where they have high definition
On all the monitors, yeah.
Yeah, and all the monitors. So they
showed
some,
awesome.
Some Blu-ray footage. But what was cool about the Lost panel was the footage they showed was some lighthearted behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm not here to bash the Heroes panel,
right.
But their footage from their Blu-ray release just seemed like a commercial. It was really fun to see, like, L. Scott Caldwell and Sam...
I don't know, dude. Mr. DeWitt. And Mr. DeWitt.
Sam Anderson. Thank you. His name's so bland.
Hanging out in beach chairs under an umbrella.
Talking about the... pretty much the lock carrying guys, right?
No, they were talking about the freighter folk.
Oh, okay.
It looked like there was a whole special feature about the four new people that came under the show.
Yes.
From the freighter.
It was kind of the actors introducing themselves onto the set.
Right.
And Rose and Bernard, the character, or the actors who portray those characters.
Right.
Were sitting off from afar, kind of asking questions such as, why are you wearing a tie on the island?
Yes. Why is Faraday wearing a tie?
Yeah.
She's like, she didn't trust anyone that might be wearing a tie on a beach. That's what it was.
Who brings a gun to space?
And what's great about that is that tie ended up being important later on in the panel.
Yeah, you know, I apparently Daniel Faraday's tie is a big deal.
I had no idea. I mean,
here know that that was a big deal, Daniel Faraday's tie?
I did notice it as being out of place, but yeah. I just kind of figured Faraday's one of those guys where you can tell that he doesn't really know how everything works socially. So I thought it just never occurred to him to take it off.
All right. Cool.
The first thing was a video that they said they found that was contributed anonymously, and it was about the Oceanic Six, and it was about it being a conspiracy.
Oh, okay, yeah, it was
saying
like
that
a,
it's not likely that they were rescued. And
it was
that.
Something you would see, like some documentary you'd see on the Sci-Fi Channel or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it was
or like
cut
an
in the same style
Hollywood story.
It had the stills and the news footage and stuff. I don't think there really was a whole lot of information during that portion, but. It was kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
Maybe something. Oh, can we... that thing wasn't fun, but the thing I actually enjoyed, and I'm not a huge Damon and Carlton fan, but they are growing on me, was their little pre-taped video presentation.
That was great. I enjoyed that.
You do the run-through,
because I'm not... I want my dad to say hi real quick, because he has a 205 panel he's going to.
Okay. This is Ben's dad.
My contention... there's a lot of theories about Lost, but...
All right.
Recently, Locke moved the island, so it's my contention that the island is an abandoned alien spaceship, just like the Daedalus that was about some robot technology, otherwise known as Robotech.
Well, just a point of fact, the Daedalus was the aircraft carrier. The SDF-1 was robot technology. But my dad thinks that the island is an alien spaceship. So I think
that is a crazy theory. It's good to see that the apple doesn't fall. Far from the tree.
Okay, so the flash forward, what it is they had Damon and Carlton introducing season 4, and then they flash forward to an unspecified time of the future. Damon's wearing, Carlton Cuse is wearing a shirt that says Barack Obama 4 more years.
Yes.
And Damon's wearing a shirt saying New York Yankees World Champions 2010.
Yes.
Cuse has a mustache.
And Lindelof had an eye patch.
And they kept talking about things that had happened on the show, and it would get leaked out.
I need to ask if Cliff around, or Jay or Jack? No, they took off. Did we get any video of that? Did anybody get any video of the? Okay,
that
so
would
I got
like,
some of it. Got some of it. So that's pretty awesome.
I guess
there's a fight on the convention room floor.
He said,
in Hall H, and they ripped the tape out of the camera.
Damon said that his eye had been gouged out by a fan after they, and then it went to an extended bleep about whatever they had done to whatever character.
Yes.
And then there was one line where Cuse made fun of him, and Lindelof says, "Yes, I cry myself to sleep every night with my left eye. Which was fun.
All right, so then they came out, and it was Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse.
And the Biscuits Lady.
And the Biscuits Lady, who I don't know what her deal is.
She was just there to introduce them.
But who is she? But she, I thought she was just someone that was at Ballroom 20 last year, past 3 years, and then this year, for some reason, she was on Hall H.
I've harbored a suspicion that she's the yelling lady.
She's not the yelling lady.
I don't think she really is.
No, she's not.
I mean, she might work with the guys, or she might just be facilities, but someone has to introduce you.
He thinks, some kind of assistant. Now, they came out, and they had something with them.
Yes.
Which was
an autographed photo of Judson Scott.
Yes.
From Wrath of Khan, Star
Trek. Which you have a...
I have his autograph in my Star Trek encyclopedia.
As well.
I do.
And which they went on to go and promote a website, which you probably wrote down.
So this
down.
Is their website. Check this out. It's liveautographs.com, or you can also find them at standuptocancer.org. It's celebrities giving autographs. You get to see video of them signing your shit, so you know it was them that signed it.
Yeah.
And the proceeds go to fight cancer.
Yeah, and so, it's a lot of your huge. It's a lot of your favorite Lost cast members, and maybe some of your non favorite Lost cast members.
Right, they might have your most hated Lost cast members, so that might be fun.
Yeah. Okay. So then after that, they mentioned that the Dharma Initiative was now sponsoring their panel or their.
They were sponsoring the panel.
All right, and with that came, what was the dude's name?
Hans
von Egan. Now, for those of you who are following the Octagon Recruiting ARG, I believe. Hans von Egan is a prominent member of the recruiting.
Yeah, he's like the vice president or the president or something.
Yes. And he came out and gave some information and proceeded to show a series of clips that were recorded inside the Octagon recruiting booth in the exhibit hall.
Yes. So the concept being Dharma is here. They want to start up Dharma again. They came to Comic-Con to find good people, and he got up there and was essentially very abusive, saying, "You are all idiots. We couldn't find any good people. Here's a video of you being idiots." And I'm sure no one inside the booth knew that they were... I mean, there's monitors.
They knew they were monitored. They did sign a waiver, but they probably didn't know it was going to be played at the panel. So they played this, and a fan of the Dharmalar showed up. Michael showed up on the video
first. He was the first one on the video. He was even wearing his button in the video.
He was wearing the Dharmalar's button. So
there on his lapel.
Who knows? Maybe if he shows up on a DVD or something.
Oh, exposure.
Dharmalar's button will be...
I've always wanted to expose myself on a DVD.
Michael. Also, John Norton from the Metro Buzz made an appearance.
Yeah.
John, do you remember what you said on that? Do you want to run over here real quick and talk about what you said? What they do essentially would show, they would flash up a screen, ask the question that they asked everybody, and then they would cut to different responses. And here's John from the Metro Buzz with the question that was asked of him and his response.
All right, hey guys. Yeah, basically there were 10 possible tests that you could choose from, and there seemed to be the same type of questions in all the tests, but there were specific ones that were varied per test where you had. And the test that I picked was called Callisto, and one of the questions that they asked me was, what animal do you most identify with? And I actually did this as an acting exercise a long time ago, so I already had the answer, and it was an owl. So I just said an owl, and I guess I said it loudly and clearly enough into the microphone that they decided to use it.
Oh, great. Yeah, so did you happen to see what the other tests were named?
There was, I think the first one was just called IQ.
Okay.
And then there was Callisto, there was like Layla. It was a lot of random names. You would never be able to guess what was on the
test.
It
didn't seem to be like a theme.
No, because we talked about it afterward, because a lot of us were able to do the test. A lot of us had the same questions that other people had, but then I had certain questions that, you know, other people didn't have and vice versa like that. So
it's kind of mixed up. I noticed that a couple of the questions were references to Blade Runner. Did you get one of those?
I don't think so, no. I got ones that were referenced to Lost, though. I got, they were like, you just decided to buy a polar bear. Why did you do this? And things like that. And then they'll ask people who their constant is, things like that.
Yes, yeah.
And then the final one is a very weird question. They ask, what do words feel like to you? So, like, they asked me, mine was actually, I think, easier than others. They said, what does friendship feel like?
What does friendship feel
like? So I said honesty, which I think was actually an okay answer. But other people got, like, what does red feel like to you? You know, things that were... They were looking for really, like, abstract, kind of, like, heady answers to
Interesting.
It. Yeah.
In the video we saw, the question is, what does terror sound like? And then they just had a bunch of people screaming.
Yeah, a lot of people had the scream test, yeah.
Including Damon? Carlton. Carlton screamed. Damon answered a question that said, what would you sacrifice to save your life? And Damon said, Carlton Cues.
Yeah. So good to know they got through the crowds and were able to participate in the experiment.
Yeah, how are they able to get an appointment? Jerks.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, the majority of it consisted of there was a monitor on the wall, and they would show you pictures, and you had 10 seconds. It was like a Warshank test. You had to say the first word that came into your mind.
After seeing the picture.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to kind of fight against saying the obvious. Like, you see a darkened alley of trees, so don't say trees. You say, say, like, alone or something like
you don't
that.
Want to see, you don't want to say 10 times. You don't want to just say picture.
Yeah.
Picture. That one's a picture.
or even better, just say like something that isn't in it at all.
Right.
Like ice cubes.
That's just what I was thinking of.
Yay.
I don't know. That's
but,
cool.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, they do a really good job. You know, the hired actors do the whole thing, of course, for, right. you know, being outside. And one thing Lost does well is the ambiance. So it was pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Right on. You got at the end, like a little plastic card?
Yeah, I have like a credit card sort of thing with a number on it. So I don't know if that would probably be at the website that they talk about. It's like Dharma is, what's the website?
I didn't catch that one.
He wrote down the next website to go to. Yeah, Dharma, I think it's dharmawantsyou.com.
.com.
That's probably the next step in the ARG, so maybe it'll come into play there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
So then they did that part, and it was pretty funny. And then they went on to the Q&A.
Yes, they went on to the Q&A. And, you know, one thing I'm really hoping that footage makes it to a DVD, because I would love nothing more than to see that over and over again, because all that footage was very, very
was
fun
very,
to watch. Or maybe even a longer version with more
with
of the...
more.
When they
have still
time
have
to,
more
yeah.
to record and edit better, yeah. yeah.
I would definitely like to see more come from
oh,
that.
Wait, I forgot one part. Before they got onto the Q&A, he brought up some test subjects.
Yes.
He said that everyone sucked. We were all idiots and basically unwashed masses, but there were like five people that
yes.
did well enough. And
so they flashed their images on the screen, called their names, and magically, within seconds, they were on
stage. They were already on stage.
But I guess part of the waiver was that you included your phone number, so they probably got contacted directly before the panel by a telephone.
At least one of them must have been a plant, based on what happened later. But we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
So then they did Q&A.
So you'll just wait with plant. All right. So let's go to the Q&A. Here we go.
Oh, really? Oh, Stuart says that the plant was in Spider-Man 1.
Oh, really?
In the hallway.
Go.
The guy who did the video was a plant. Like, he...
Yeah.
Obvious. Like, you know, I don't know.
And who did he play in Spider-Man 1?
He was just, like, a background guy in Peter's high school. Like, you could see him, like, coming
okay.
up. Like, it's like, if you look for him, you're like, oh, that guy. I don't know if you noticed him. It was like, that's the guy from Spider-Man. He's a plant.
All right. So he was a plant.
You know, I did that same thing when Hans von Egan came out. I was like trying to see, have I seen this guy anywhere before? But I guess the thing is there's a million actors and not all of them have been on TV.
So with the Q&A, you wrote down some of the questions?
I wrote
or
down
did you?
All of the questions, but let's just talk about maybe some good ones because I'm sure it's recorded
Yeah, let's
somewhere.
Just get to the good question. The questions with answers that people want to hear.
Here's a good one. This was the first one. When the island turned purple, when there was the system failure.
Okay.
And the hatch imploded.
Yes.
Did the island travel?
And the answer was a resounding no.
No, it did not.
All right, next
so
good question.
At this point, they busted out this box. They had a box with a Dharma Station logo
with the question mark.
Question mark in the center.
So it was a question mark box.
They said they were going to try to give appropriate gifts to each question. So, like, the gift would match the question.
So with the hatch question, they gave the person something.
It was an oceanic water bottle.
Okay. Because that's what you would find.
Maybe it
must have
been
Dharma.
Oceanic wouldn't have made sense. It was oceanic? That's not appropriate at all.
It wasn't a good question, probably. That's why.
Okay, the next one that I thought was interesting is, are Jin and Locke actually dead?
Are Jin and Locke actually dead? And they skirted around the thing. They skated. They kind of did a dance.
I mean, obviously, Locke is actually dead then. But the point they made is there's still a lot we can see from them.
And they will be showing up.
In this season.
Yeah, in this season.
In some form.
So... For all of you Jin and Locke fans, don't worry.
Don't worry. So, and the gift for that was a little stuffed panda bear.
For Jin.
Stupid question. Oh, this is a good one. They asked each of them what their favorite episode was and what their favorite season was.
All right.
Hugh said his favorite episode was The Constant, and he liked season one because it was new and exciting, and they were just figuring their shit out.
Did Hugh even work on that season?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Hughes was on season one, was he?
He liked hearing about season one? I don't know. Maybe
that's why he likes it, because he actually just got to watch it as a fan, not as a job.
Stuart says he was maybe an executive producer, not a writer.
Okay.
No, I don't know. And then Lindelof said Exodus 1 and 2. Well, he said the season finale of season 1.
Yeah.
And season 4 was his favorite.
All right.
And that guy got an Apollo Bar and Apollo Bar t-shirt.
Yes. That's when people started to get jealous.
Yeah.
All right.
The next one was dumb. But they gave him or her a Heroes DVD set for being dumb.
Oh yeah. The guy said, "I'm going to slap you around a bit."
Yeah.
But
Son episode.
He was upset with Jaehyun where it was the
I couldn't
it was
remember
the Jin,
title.
It was the Jin flashback and the Sun flash forward.
Yeah.
And because they bitch slapped him or
they
whatever he
him.
Said, they gave him Heroes Season 1 on DVD, which I thought was pretty awesome.
Pretty funny, especially considering they just followed Heroes.
Yeah.
The next question that I thought was interesting was, will we get a Rousseau flashback?
They said that specifically it's not going to be a flashback, but we will get insight to the story.
We'll get to see Rousseau's story. And what's great about that is they were explaining that it's going to be moving on to a point where it's not necessarily going to be flashbacks and flash forwards the way we think of them.
Yeah.
They're just going to start doing storytelling, which means they can just jump the camera around anywhere. It's not like Rousseau's alive and she's thinking about what happened to her. Just like, this is what happened to Rousseau.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a huge shift
in storytelling. So it could probably be like a something similar to the other 48 days, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Where it's just storytelling normal style.
Yeah.
That person got lost luggage. I am lost luggage tags. This one's dumb. This one's kind of interesting.
I can't read your writing.
The question was asked, how much do the other writers know about the ending and the general arc of the show?
And the answer is the others know a lot.
The others know a lot, but not everything.
Yeah.
So I thought that was an interesting question, at least, because the information is closely guarded, but you do have to write about it. And they said, they know a lot of the stuff, but not everyone knows all of the things.
Yeah.
And they also talked about their mothers. This guy was an idiot. Fuck that guy.
Let me see.
The guy that asked him if there was going to be a guest for the panel and if they could bring the guest out. And I'm like, okay, if there was going to have one, he'd either already be out here or they're going to bring him out on their own time. You asking isn't going to change anything.
Yeah.
I hated that. This one I didn't get, so I'm not going to talk about it. Vincent's going to be okay.
Yeah, we'll be seeing Vincent.
Damon says Vincent's going to last till the end of the series, probably.
And that person got a mini polar bear.
Yes, which was cool.
Because they didn't have a dog.
She was dressed up as Jeff from Tinker. Tank Girl. My bad. They asked if Jack and Kate will get together.
No. They didn't. Who asked? Wait, was that the little girl?
Yes.
No. Go to the little girl question, dude. So this little girl comes up to the mic. The little tiniest, cutest girl. She's probably like 8 or 9. And she said, or she asked, will Kate ever see Sawyer again?
No, that comes later, dude.
But she still said it.
Okay. She did say it.
And the answer was yes.
Yes.
So.
Because the way it worked is they asked if Jack and Kate will get together. And the prize they gave for that was the Jack figurine. McFarlane. And then they started arguing about how it doesn't look like Jack.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then Foxy came out, and it was a big surprise. Here's Matthew Fox.
It was a big surprise for like a split second, because you could tell when they start hamming it up. Like last year, they started hamming it up a little bit before Harold Perrineau came out. And this year was like, hey, I don't think this thing looks like Matthew Fox. Yeah, and it was like...
Exactly. It was so clear. Like, the second they start arguing, you know they're not actually going to argue about that.
Yeah, so they brought out Matthew Fox.
Comes out, and that was the thing. It's like, Foxy comes out, everyone's so happy to see him, taking pictures, takes him out, they introduce him, and then the girl comes out and says, will Kate ever see Sawyer? And everyone's like, it's Jack right there.
Yeah.
How are you going to talk about his girl in front of him like that?
Yeah.
But yes, they will, so that's interesting. Dumb, I don't know. They asked about like the extras, like the log carrying people. And then Lindelof asked Foxy what he thought about them.
Yes.
And he said they were very real professionals. They always show up on time and they do their job. They asked if there's limits to how far forward we'll flash.
Yeah.
And they didn't answer that, but they did say when the season starts, like the very first episode, you're not going to know where you are or when you are.
Okay.
Which happens.
Which
a lot.
Is cool. Yeah.
What else?
Why does that say douche?
Oh, yeah, because some douche came up, like, in full-on character. Like, hey, what's up? I'm here in character promoting for my website.
Yeah, what was that? I'm not even going to promote him here.
He's promoting for some website. I don't know. And he said, just between me and you, how does the show end? And they're like, we can't answer that. And he said, do you have any gin stuff?
And they said, and he said, I like gin, And he's all the drink or the whatever, and then what happened?
He's the drink of the actor, and the guy says, actor? Like, he's never heard of the character named Jim.
Yeah.
So, then the next one was
so
Kristen
anyway,
Stewart.
What ended up happening during that part is they did not have anything gin-related for the guy.
Oh, yeah.
But they did have a six-pack of Dharma beer, which was pretty freaking awesome.
That's a really cool prize, too. But yeah, the next one was Stuart, and his question was...
Here's Stuart. You all know Stuart. You've seen his picture on our, I think, My Friends page, yeah, or our Comic-Con 2007 page.
We've run into him like 36 times at Comic-Con this year.
Stuart dresses up as none other than Hurley every year and asks this question. Stuart, do you want to ask the question again? As long as you got it, you got to get right on the mic.
All right. Well, I rarely get frustrated with Lost mythology. Like, there's never a moment where I'm like, what the hell? That doesn't make sense.
Keep
or, like,
there.
Something bother me. But, like, there was something about the Tempest when Charlotte's like, okay, Kate, come with me and I'll explain everything. And you just cut to, like, either hours later or, like, the next morning. And you never get to see that conversation. And it was, like, the one moment of, like, frustration where I was like, what the hell, you guys? I actually want to hear, like, you know, some Star Trek Next Gen, you know, technical jargon, actually, you know. But, you know, that was the only thing frustrating me, so I asked them that, and they gave me kind of like a on-the-whim sort of answer about how, well, actually, it turns out that the Tempest is a manufacturing station for a poisonous gas, and they had the ability to manufacture this gas, but they were shutting it down. But after that was, well, how did Daniel Faraday know about the secondary protocol?
Yes.
And they were like, well, his notebook is full of, you know, magical future secrets that you won't find out till later when they're relevant.
Yeah. So apparently Daniel Faraday, and we're going to touch on this a little bit later, happens to be jumping around himself. And because of Stuart's outfit and Stuart's awesome question for the panel, Carlton busted out the huge Busket of Ranch. And the look on your face, dude, was, like, unbelievable.
Yeah,
and
I hope this video that for you.
Because you looked
like you were about to swoon a little bit.
you were like the most fanatical Price is Right contestant. And it was just an amazing response. And just it was just so awesome. Like, everybody loved it.
Yeah.
Like, here's, definitely a highlight of the panel. And pretty dope. Great, great, great crowd response from that.
And it has island sand on it.
Yes.
Which is cool. And what's great about that is they mentioned that Faraday's notebook. Yeah, we kind of guessed maybe he might know something about jumping around because of the constant. But Faraday's notebook has notes of things that have happened and things that will happen.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Right. He could be getting it from Desmond or he could be jumping himself, but he has the future written down in a notebook, and that's kick-ass.
Yes.
Someone called Foxy the actor guy. He said, I don't have any questions for the actor guy.
Which, you know, it sucks. It seems like everybody wants actors to come to these panels, but no one ever asks questions of the actors ever.
I know. It's like you could ask just as much of them because you can't ask about the finale or anything of anyone.
Yeah.
So you might if you're just asking about the process, you could ask about the acting process.
Yes.
The thing is, they wait until halfway through the panel to introduce them, and everyone's already got their questions. They're already in line.
Yeah.
They always have to do it in that crazy psychodrama way. I say just have an actor. Just say, these are the two actors that'll be here this year.
Uh-huh.
Put them in the program, and maybe they'll get a question.
Yeah.
They asked Damon and this guy asked Damon and Carlton if they ever wrote themselves into a corner.
Uh-huh.
And Carlton said they intentionally thrive on it. Yeah, they love to write themselves into a corner. But then what I thought was interesting is he said they always make sure they write their way out before they start filming.
Yes.
So, like, they never film an episode where they don't know how they're going to get out of it.
That's awesome.
There's never going to be a paradox. And they gave him a dry eraser that was signed by him, by the two of them. A dry board eraser.
Yeah, stuff like that of all the of that they used to delete all
to,
their
to erase
erase
their,
all their bad
corners.
Ideas.
And then the next one is someone you know from Jan Jack fan?
Sydney. Sydney asked a question about the law-carrying guys. Well, first she just commented on saving the law-carrying guys. And
like, yeah, they were an endangered species.
Yeah, well, law-carrying guys are essentially the red shirts of Lost.
Right.
And apparently they're called socks. Do you know what that's in reference to?
All you see is
their
socks walking past.
Okay. And then she asked, they
went on an extras killing spree when Sawyer was running around magically bulletproof.
And then
Hey, sir, how's it going?
They went on to ask a great question.
About how old Richard Alpert is.
And they then deflected the answer to Matthew Fox.
Yeah.
And Matthew Fox guessed 125.
And they said no.
Yes.
Lindelof said wrong. but they did indicate how that we're going to learn more about Albert this season.
Yes.
And they also, the question also asked how many toes he had.
Yes.
And they said, I didn't understand the answer. It said, we're going to see him barefoot really soon, but you might not like it.
And Sydney got a great, absolute great prize, which was, I asked a Richard Alpert question, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
That was an awesome t-shirt. Prize.
It was great.
It was really cool. So the next question got interrupted by a happening.
Uh-oh.
A happening.
Uh-oh, did someone say a happening?
Yes. So it was
Snow! Thank you, Marky Mark, for stopping by. Max Payne in theaters next summer. All right, so.
So what happened was the Dharma Initiative recruit that we saw earlier that was in Spider-Man 1.
Yes.
Came out and said that he'd just been taken to the Dharma booth and shown something, and that he videotaped it bootleg style, and he was going to share it with us.
And it was totally rad.
It was badass. It was this year's the Orchid.
It was this year's the Orchid / Cloverfield. This kid walked off the stage with his camera in hand, following whatever.
Hans von Egan.
Hans von Egan. It doesn't roll off the tongue as well as it should. And he follows him into the booth. Of course, he has his camera.
Right.
And he catches some footage. Go for it.
Ben. Okay, the footage starts off with our hero, Marvin Candle, Edgar Hallowax, Mark Wickman, introduces himself as Marvin Candle.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, no, there's no point in games at this point. And he gives his real name, quote unquote, Pierre Chang. And he's a nuclear physicist from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
All right. Do we know anybody from Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Sure, probably. Hey, if you're from Ann Arbor.
Are the DeGroots from Michigan? Okay. All right.
So, okay. Right. Well, you win the Marvin Candle pool. Good job.
Okay, cool.
And so it's him recording a message. It's being handheld. And he's saying that he's setting...
Which, by the way, the message that Marvin Candle is doing is handheld, while the kid in the booth from Spider-Man 1
is also handheld.
So you can imagine how choppy it was.
It was quite handheld. And, of course, there's cuts and edits like there is in all of the Dharma videos. And in this one, he says he's being sent through a pinhole. It's a pinhole message being sent 30 years into the future.
Okay.
So, which would put him in, like, 74.
And then he starts at 70, 30 years in the future?
Yeah. Is it 2004 on the island still?
Yes.
So, 74. He says, we know that your president is named George W. Bush. We know that you exchanged digital information on something called the internet. So, he's proving that he knows the future.
If this tape is, in fact, from...
If this tape is from the fast past, then he knows the future. Wow, you really do know the present.
Yeah.
And so he gets off track, and the person recording is trying to keep him on track.
Yeah.
And so you hear their voice, and it's Faraday.
It's Faraday's voice.
It's totally Faraday recording it.
So, which leads us to believe that if this was in fact recorded 30 years ago, Faraday was probably like 3 years old.
He was either three years old. Oh, yeah, or traveling in time.
What?
I know. That's a possible.
Faraday's traveling in time, too? Now, I'm going to ask a question to the table here. Did anybody notice within the skips of the videotape that was being videotaped, did you hear Pierre Chang mention a second island? Did anybody else hear that?
No. Did you hear that?
John Norton heard it. Illyrio did not hear it. It was right... I heard a second island, I think I heard a second island.
Wow.
It was definitely during one of the staticky moments.
Huh.
I'm hoping that footage gets online like the Orchid video, which I'm sure it will be.
It was pretty fast.
Check out Dharma Wants You. Is that what it is? DharmaWantsYou.com?
Or it might be on the DVD.
Yeah, but the DVD doesn't come out until
December.
Yeah.
But
so
he says that he knows that all his colleagues and himself will all be killed in a violent purge.
Yes.
And he doesn't think that there's anything he can do to stop that, but he's asking that we reconstitute the Dharma Initiative, complete their research, because time is the essence, and he wants people to save him, if possible.
I'm going to throw a theory out there.
Okay,
it sounds like Pierre Chang is on the island because he seems very rushed. I think he thinks that the purge is about to happen.
Right.
Maybe Faraday went to the island and maybe warned him.
Right.
Maybe that is where Faraday met Charlotte, because we all know that she may have been born on the island.
Okay.
and that maybe he's there. Maybe he's there to make sure she makes it out of the purge.
Oh, wow.
Colleen, Colleen has her hand up. You're going to have to come over here. You have to walk over here because I don't want to repeat everything you say. Come on.
If I sound stupid, that's why I raised my hand. There was a woman, wasn't there a woman with red hair off the side of the camera that you saw her during one of the skips, like pulling him out?
Really? I didn't notice.
I saw bright red hair. Yeah.
So what Ben is saying is that maybe the wife and baby that was also mentioned in the background of the film, because there's a baby screaming, and Pierre Chang says, "Can you take care of that baby woman?" or whatever he says. It skipped a bunch. I didn't hear exactly what he said.
And then make me a sandwich.
That maybe, perhaps she is, Charlotte may be related. Maybe that was Charlotte, that she could be the wife. Maybe Faraday delivered Charlotte. Stuart is going crazy.
That was going to be my secondary question. The alternative question was, why was Daniel Faraday crying when we first saw him? Like, why was he so startled?
Why was he? Why did he cry? So, that is a good question. That one, I hope they do resolve that. Like, I know, I just didn't want him tangled.
I did.
That would be the one where I would ask, maybe not so much why was he crying, but will we ever know why he was crying? Because they could just throw that one away. So yeah, definitely. Maybe Charlotte is Pierre Chang's daughter.
Yeah.
You never.
And that was.
She doesn't
and
have
that
any,
was
but
the.
It could be bred out. I don't know.
That was the Dharma video.
Yes, and that was really.
And nice. which promptly got shut off. And Max von Sydow, what's
Max
his name?
Max von Sydow came out.
Max von Sydow came out, shut the whole thing down, and said that the Dharma Initiative would no longer...
He said that they were revoking their sponsorship.
Yes. And the panel...
And so he picked...
They took away some Dharma cups that they were drinking out of, and the panel
the
ended.
The panel ended, and that was that. So, I don't know. I like Lost a lot.
Yeah. We didn't get any kind of real like preview for season 5. I have this feeling that a lot of people are just gonna, you know, they're just along for the ride at this point.
Yeah,
they don't really want to know. They did ask some questions about the past, but they're not really too many questions about the future.
Yeah.
I did not ask my question if further instructions was a flash forward. I kind of just felt like, you know what, if it is, it's gonna be awesome when it happens. I don't need to know right away.
Right.
There's no sense of me being spoiled now. If that's part of their story, it's gonna be even greater when I say I told you so.
Just let it unfold as it unfolds.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that we forgot to mention is they said that a special feature on the DVD that was gonna align all of the flash forwards in linear fashion, so
yes.
You know which one happens in which order.
Yes.
Interactive flash forwards. Yeah.
So that's cool.
That'll be interesting. So you can now there won't be any more debate. Like, oh, did this one take place before this one?
Awesome.
Yeah. Comic-Con has been pretty cool this year.
Yeah.
It's very overcrowded, and Ralph was in line at 4 a.m. for the panel we just saw.
For the Lost panel, I was in line at 4 a.m.
Because we had to get in this giant room of 6,500 people at 4 a.m. to go through the Heroes panel at 10:45 just to make it.
Yeah.
The Heroes panel was late or Lost was late? Stuart is saying that Heroes was supposed to start at 10, but it didn't start till 10:45. Yeah, and they showed a whole episode of their show.
Yeah.
So, and they had their whole cast up, and they barely got to speak.
Yep.
So, same thing as Foxy.
Yeah.
So, do you want to toss it around, see if anyone wants to talk about Comic-Con impressions and shit?
I think... No, it looks like everybody's just kind of hanging out. I think everybody's ready to go.
Comic-Con was totally
rad. Everybody's
ready
to relax and hang out, eat food, and then go head over to the Jay and Jack panel, which it looks like is going to now be the Lost Podcast Network panel. So all of your favorite Lost Podcast Network shows are going to be represented at the panel.
Excellent. Well, that's
including
great.
Us, the Darmalars, and Ryan and Jeff from The Transmission, as well as Lost Podcast, Jay and Jack. I'm going to go ahead and say we can scoot on out of here, Ben. What do you say?
Yeah, let's... We're here to report about the Lost panel. We'll have another show like in a week or so about the Comic-Con itself.
Yeah.
Maybe a week and a half.
And so that's it from San Diego. I'm Ralph. Have a good day. And Ben?
Go!
Oh, I don't know what Ryan's trying to say. I don't know.
This means go faster.
He's doing it sideways.
Slow.
It looks like spin the record.
He's taking a longer time to do it.
He wants me to talk backwards like the devil.
The computer's going to crash. And we're going to lose all this stuff we just said.
All right, guys. Lost La Vista.
See you guys.